This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
From the Columbia Journalism Review comes this story. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal is proud of his office's ability to bypass traditional media to get his message out via social media, so much so that he touted that fact at an unusual venue, the University of Georgia's Grady College of Journalism Centennial Gala. And that was in April. Deal reportedly said, "There's no group of editors or news directors who can prevent me from communicating directly with a mass audience." Now, I suppose that's more true with social media, but politicians have always had ways to get information out on their own, I suppose. But can he really just simply ignore the media and still continue to serve or get reelected when it comes to be that time?
It appears he thinks so. I think it shows a lot of chutzpah to go to the centennial of a journalism program that's been around for 100 years and say, basically, I don't need you anymore to all these soon-to-be graduating students.
Good luck, graduates.
Yeah, good luck. And, hey, I don't need you. It's part of a pattern, and we've talked about this in previous Shop Talks. But I think he's maybe being a little more blatant about it and, you know, right in your face, essentially saying this to a group of journalists. And then, in the rest of his talk, kind of targeting the major newspapers in the state there by basically saying, I don't need you anymore. I've got social media, you know, et cetera. One thing I that comes to mind, though, is, social media is a two-edged sword.
It is.
You can get your message out there, but you also can't always control it. So we've seen plenty of instances where things go viral. They take on a life of their own. I'm sure that Governor Sanford of South Carolina, with his walk in the woods a few years back, which was really just an excuse to go see a girlfriend, probably wished social media wasn't quite so active because, you know, that story blew up on the internet. So, good luck if he thinks that he's smart enough, that he thinks he can control this kind of uncontrollable environment by dribbling out his message and eliminating the traditional media. But I think that's short-sighted on his part.
Well, he's saying he can get his word out unfiltered. It doesn't need to go through the media. What do you think of that, Jasmine?
Well, I think it's interesting to note the exact words he used there. He said journalists are preventing him from communicating directly with a mass audience. So he's saying that we are preventing him from speaking to his constituency. And I think that's an interesting way for him to frame it. The thing is, I just don't think that was really to his advantage in the long run. I don't think it's a journalist's goal to prevent anyone from speaking. We're out there trying to get them to speak to us. So for him to frame it in that way makes it look like he's the victim, where in actuality, he's very likely the one that's not wanting to speak to us at all.
Right. And I think he doesn't want the media interpreting at all. And that's a role, analyzing and interpreting, that the media plays for the public. I mean, it's an important role. And obviously, he's talking about, I want to talk directly. That's fine. You still can.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called paid advertising. There's plenty of opportunity also to do that. Get your message out in that way.
Or just personal appearances.
Well, there's that. Speeches, then go around and just do a lot of talks and speeches, or go on television, whatever. I do understand what he's kind of saying. I don't want you interpreting my words anymore for the public. At the same time, maybe there's a reason that they're being interpreted. He's not saying, like you're saying, maybe he's not telling the whole story. Maybe he's not telling the truth. Maybe he's just not answering hard questions.
We're the fact checkers, and it makes it seem that he doesn't want the fact checkers taking his information. And I think that's something to really for that audience, our audience in general, to look at. If there are politicians unwilling to speak to journalists out there, are they serving you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw this in the most recent gubernatorial race here, where the elected governor did not want to talk to the media about anything, and he still has a very controlled way that he gets his message out. We're seeing it. I think we're seeing some of the roots of that in the presidential election coming up. I was reading an article in NPR where they were talking about how Hillary Clinton is essentially doing this same approach, and of course Barack Obama did it too, where mm-hmm. you create your own kind of the NPR said invent your own media campaign, where you bypass traditional media, and you use YouTube videos, and you use Facebook and, mm-hmm. and Twitter and all these other vehicles. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but mm-hmm. they should complement. There should be both.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're missing here is that they're looking at it as a way of bypassing rather than traditional media is there and has value. I want to be a transparent politician and I want to do that, but I also can speak directly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with somebody say answering their own questions on Twitter. But that's not what this is about. Often it's about control.
It is. It is about controlling.
It seems like a classic case of misdirection, too, blaming the media, mm-hmm. making us look bad while he's off doing something that maybe perhaps he should not be doing. And
sure.
I don't know that he is, but it sounds like misdirection to me.
Oh, sure,
yeah.
Sure.
And social media is not a substitution for journalism.
No.
It's not at all. I mean, we serve a really critical role in the democracy. And for politicians to want to circumvent that in some way really says a lot about who they are.
I mean, if
if it works in a campaign, Rich, you mentioned the presidential campaign. If Hillary Clinton or some other presidential candidate can get nominated and elected president largely bypassing the media and just using social media to get their message out, what's that going to do?
I don't think it's good for democracy because you're not going to get that objective, analytical, critical look at any issue. And the NPR story talks specifically about a critical book that came out about the Clintons and how they got rich, and how instead of responding, sitting down, with the NBC News or CBS, they responded directly through social media to get the message out. And so this seems to be the new way to hit back. You know, that war room mentality that the Clintons have mm-hmm. always had that they used when Bill Clinton was running. The idea that you always respond within the same news cycle so that, nothing sits around and becomes taken as a fact.
Yeah.
They're doing it, except they're just not, holding a press conference to do it. They're going right on YouTube and using these other vehicles to do it. And when you have a lot of followers on Facebook or on, YouTube or some of these other vehicles, that can work for you. Obviously it doesn't work for everybody. If nobody's, watching you, listening to you, connecting you, following you, then, you're not a politician that can pull this off. But certainly Hillary Clinton can.
Yeah, it sets a scary precedent, I think, for democracy. But if it works, then it will continue.
Oh, yeah, we'll see more of it.
It's up to the voters to really demand more from their politicians.
Yeah, and voters certainly have a chance to do that if they get a chance to personally see the candidate. Perhaps mm-hmm. they get a chance to ask a question, although those public appearances are turning into very controlled situations.
Sure. I mean, for a number of years now, if you're not of the right party, if you're not vetted ahead of time, you can't go to a rally.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. I mean, that happens in presidential campaigns many times where the crowd is only supporters who have been handpicked to be, because of the cameras and the media is going to be there and then they'll see everybody cheering. And so, again, it's all part of this trend of people just not wanting to actually let it happen in a natural way, but to try to control the environment.
Yeah, closing off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need to close things off for today, but our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.